The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
Hello, hello. This is Rachel King. I am the CEO of Pod People. We are a production company and we made The Royals of Malibu with our partner Diversion Audio. It's a romantic rags to riches saga from life as an underage cam girl in Fresno to mansions and prep schools in Malibu. One girl tries to stay true to herself and come through it with her soul intact. It very much reminds me of like a modernized Gossip Girl, the original Gossip Girl. And I just think it is so fun and salacious and sexy. And the sound design is incredible. We actually adapted it from a series of YA novels and updated it and moved it to Very Sexy Malibu. And the cast is incredible. Alyssa McKay, who is a huge TikTok star and creator, but also actor extraordinaire. We were so excited to work with her on this. And I think what you need to know is definitely to start with season one, episode one. Season two has also just dropped. So after you binge all of that and you're ready for more, good news. Season two is already here. And I think the other thing you need to know is definitely follow the Royals of Malibu on Instagram and TikTok once you fall in love, because it is a super, super engaged community. And also, I think their social is just fantastic. It's really funny. And the TikTok hashtag Royals of Malibu has like 100 million posts on it already. So clearly people agree with me. I hope you listen. I hope you like it. And thank you so much for taking the time.
Diversion Audio.
One note we should mention. This episode contains adult language and subject matter that may not be appropriate for younger audiences. Please take care in listening.
Some girls dream about their wedding day. The Ken doll groom, the Princess Diana gown, maybe a harp player. I don't know. Some girls have a whole Pinterest board for their engagement ring. Princess cut, size of an ice skating rink, platinum band, the works. But some of us have to pay our own bills. That wedding you're imagining, is it based on an episode of Bridgerton? Sorry, but that wedding doesn't exist for people like you and me. Real people with real problems. And the longer we live in the real world, the harder it is to dream. Oh, fuck! I was supposed to go live 10 minutes ago! Oh, shit. What's my password? Please let this dress fit. Please let this dress fit. Ugh. Oh my God, why do I keep gambling on Shein? Yes, okay. Can I still breathe? Yeah, okay. Not me looking snatched. Slay. Can't pay my bills with oxygen anyway. Hi guys. Thanks for joining my live and for being so patient while I got warmed up for you all. Can you guess who I'm dressed as? First clue, my family has money, but they sure don't share any of it with me. Second clue, I fell in love with a fine-ass prince, and then I run away from him when the clock strikes midnight. What was that girl thinking? Third clue, the dude hunts me down and proposes in front of all these jealous bitches, and I get a big, fat, happy ending. Let's see if you guessed it. Ding, ding, ding! I'm your favorite orphan princess, home early from the ball and missing a shoe. So, who wants to be my prince? Wow, you guys really like a theme. I didn't realize so many of you were Disney adults. If you're new to my channel, the tipping menu is to the right of your screen. The more you tip, the more I strip. Let's see how fast you can get me out of this ball gown. Bye, guys. Thanks for joining me. And remember, I go live every Thursday through Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget to buy access to my Snap for extra pics. Mwah.
Being a cam girl isn't the worst job in the world. Most of my viewers are actually really nice. Sad, maybe. Lonely, definitely. But nice. And TBH, I love the attention. Compliments, money, gifts from my Amazon wish list, which hit me up if you want the link, by the way. I don't make as much as you'd think, though. The good money is in privates, but I don't have time for that with classes and stuff. But I make enough to scrape by. I just gotta make it to graduation.
Jenna, for the last time, I did not take your lip kit.
It's Rose, honey. Just checking in. Got a robe on?
Yeah. Come on in.
Rose is our house mom. She makes sure that we do our dishes and that we don't miss our families too much. Oh, yeah. Did I mention I live in a house of cam girls? It's kind of like the Hype House, but we're sponsored by horny men instead of energy drinks.
Brought you dinner, Cinderella. The girl said you didn't eat.
Oh, you're the best. This looks way better than those recalled Hot Pockets I got on sale.
You like it? The recipe's been in my family for years. It's from the old country.
Like Italy?
No, like Sacramento.
Well, it slaps.
Thank you. I think. How was your show?
It was fire. I feel like the costumes are bringing new Johns in.
Great, hun. By the way, you left your math book downstairs.
Oh, thank you, my professor would kill me if I lost this.
I actually wanted to talk to you about that.
About math?
Math's pre-calculus, right?
Yeah, why?
You know, my nephew has the same math book, and he's in high school. But you said you're in community college, right?
Yeah. I guess we had worse budget cuts than I thought.
I looked at the ID in your records. The picture looks like you. A little, but the birth date is 1988, and honey, you're not 34 years old.
It's my mom's ID.
Does she know you're here?
Please don't tell anyone, Rose. I'm really fine.
It's my job to make sure you girls are okay, especially my favorites.
I can look out for myself.
You know it's illegal for you to be working here if you're underage.
Please, Rose, can we just talk about it another time? I have to study.
Okay. You know I care about you, right?
I know. Thanks, Rose.
Oh, I almost forgot. A man dropped by this afternoon asking for you. He knew your real name, so it wasn't just some creep. Very handsome, nice suit, older. He said he knew your dad?
Doubt it. My dad doesn't even know I exist.
Honey, you might be better off. Sometimes dads hurt more than they help. Good night, sweetheart.
Night, Rose.
If you haven't guessed already, I lead a double life. High school junior by day, cam girl by night. I'm basically an R-rated Hannah Montana, which, now that I think about it, is just Miley Cyrus.
Ella?
Morning, Mrs. Wire.
You weren't at the National Honor Society info meeting last night. You'd be a great addition to the group.
Oh, I appreciate that, but I have work after school.
It would look great on college applications. Better than working at a coffee shop.
The whole school thinks I'm the hardest working barista in Fresno. And I do go through a lot of whipped cream, but it isn't for Frappuccinos. That Varsity Blues fantasy just won't die.
El Alice Sinclair, please report to the principal's office. Alice Sinclair to the principal's office, please.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Of course it won't be easy, but I'm going to let her know she doesn't have a choice. Yeah, yeah. I'll let you know how it goes. See you soon.
Hello? I'm expecting to see short, squat Principal Thompson, but when I walk in, there's a tall, older guy looking out the window, hands behind his back like a middle-aged Chuck Bass surveying all of Manhattan. He turns around and I clock his $200 haircut, $600 shoes. He's kind of a zaddy with his salt-and-pepper beard in an authoritative stance. After 2 years of camming, I'm an expert at spotting rich guys, and his watch says it all. Hi?
Hi, Ella. I asked your principal to give us a couple minutes of privacy.
So, he just left me in here with a strange man? I feel like that's gotta be against some kind of policy or something.
You'd be surprised what a crisp bill can do.
No, I wouldn't.
Ella, I'm Callum Royal. I was a friend of your father's. I'm so sorry, Ella, but I'm here because your dad passed away recently.
Okay. No offense, but I don't even know my dad. He literally abandoned me, so I'm sorry for your loss or whatever, but this doesn't have anything to do with me.
I understand you may have some complicated feelings about your dad. Maybe some resentment.
My feelings aren't complicated. I just don't have any. I didn't know him.
Before he passed, your father asked me to take care of you if anything happened to him. In accordance with his wishes, I'm here to take you home.
Home?
To your new home, I mean. You'll stay with me and my kids in Los Angeles. Malibu, technically.
Thanks, but no thanks. LA sucks, and I already have a home.
And where is that?
None of your business. Excuse me, but I have no idea who you are. I don't have to tell you anything.
Who do you live with?
My mom.
Ella?
I live with my mom a few blocks from here. You can ask Principal Thompson. All of my paperwork is in order. She signed everything she needed to sign, and she's my legal guardian, so I really have no idea what you're trying to say.
Call her, then.
She's at work. And you're a crazy person.
I've let Principal Thompson know that I believe you are living in unsafe conditions. And if your mother isn't able to come here today, the school will need to file a report with Child Protective Services. It would be easier not to get them involved.
I'm not going into foster care. You are a literal stranger. Everything you're saying is probably bullshit. And if you actually knew my dad, you would also know that I've never even met the guy. So why would he supposedly send his friend to come look for me?
If you live with your mom, call her.
Fine. I'll go get my phone from my locker. Idiot. What 17-year-old keeps their phone in their locker? I gotta get out of here. I just need to pack a bag and then I'll be on the run. Again. Okay, Mom, here's what I'm thinking. If I do one more live show tonight, I will have enough money for a bus ticket to somewhere, plus stay at some random gross motel for, I don't know, a week while I find an apartment. I don't have time to fold my clothes, Mom. That royal guy could show up any minute. No, you're right. I'm being ridiculous. I should fold these. I'm just going to bring a backpack. All I need is a few jeans, t-shirts, and some lingerie for work. I'm going to bring your dress, all your paperwork, and the watch you left me, which was, I guess, my dad's. My dad, who is apparently dead now? Fuck this day! Holy shit. I'm an orphan. And I'm crazy. I said I was going to stop doing this. Mom, I'm literally talking to a photo of you, pretending you're still here. I wish you were here.
But if you were, you'd tell me that I can get through this, right? I just have to lay low until I'm 18. In 10 months, I'll be an adult and I'll be free. All right, I'm packed. One more live show and I'm gone. Hi, guys. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. As you can see, I'm wearing black lingerie because I'm in mourning. I'll be taking a little break from camming, and I'm so sad, but you're all going to tip extra to make sure I come back, right? Aw, you guys are the best, and it looks like we already hit our first target, so I'm going to take my heels off. Oh, another goal reached. I'm taking down my hair. Which one of you is going to get me out of this dress? Wow, you are all just so sweet. You're just super nice, right? No ulterior motives.
Ella, can you come downstairs, please?
I'm doing a show!
That man is back and he has proof you're underage. Get your ass out here, Ella. You do not want to get arrested today.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Be right back, guys.
We could get in a lot of trouble, all of us.
Rose, it's fine. I'm going to handle it. No one is getting arrested. So what? You're following me?
What are you wearing?
I'm working.
Steve would have never wanted this for you.
I'm not some kind of victim. Okay, sex work is work, asshole.
So you're what, a porn star?
No, I'm just a cam girl. Looky, no touchy. And if I was any kind of star, I wouldn't be living with 10 other girls in bunk beds.
Ella, this isn't right. I can help you.
Yeah, so far you've done a really fantastic job at helping me. You've trapped me so I have nowhere to live and no way to make a living. Wow, thanks so much.
I know you don't trust me yet, and maybe I've gone about this all wrong, but I am here to help you, Ella. What will it take for you to believe me?
You okay, huh?
Don't worry, Rose. I can handle this. When Callum removes his jacket, I notice his watch. It's old, simple, with a distinctive design etched on the face. I know that watch.
Here, it's cold. Put on my jacket, please.
Where did you get that watch?
Oh, it's sentimental.
I have the same one. Are you really trying to help me?
Yes.
Is that your car? It looks like a spaceship. I don't know anything about this guy, but he doesn't seem like a liar. Just kind of bold, which tracks with being rich. And I have nothing to lose, so I guess I'm going to have to trust him and see where this goes. For now. Sick ride.
Rental.
You're kidnapping me in a rental?
I'm not kidnapping you, Ella.
Better not be. How did you find me anyway?
I hired a private investigator.
To follow me around?
Sort of. And do research. You're an excellent student. Even if your school leaves much to be desired.
Yeah, I think I know more kids in juvie than in college.
But you don't seem to have any friends, any hobbies.
What, camming doesn't count?
What happened to your mother?
She got cancer when I was 13. She was sick for 2 years, and we had always been low-key broke, but when she couldn't work and the medical bills started piling up, we lost everything. I lived in hospice with her for 6 months. The nurses let me sleep on a cot in her room because I had nowhere else to go. And then...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she was the best. I was really lucky for a while.
She loved you too. She wrote a letter to Steve, I guess near the end. She said you were her whole world and asked him to take care of you if she couldn't.
Well, he did a great job.
He meant to. The timing was Steve's marriage was on the rocks, and he followed her halfway around the world trying to save it. He had every intention of finding you as soon as he returned, but... well, he never made it back to Malibu.
How did he die?
Motorcycle accident.
Dumb. Was he some kind of adrenaline junkie?
Yeah. Over the years, he engaged in increasingly more reckless hobbies. The richer he got, the more bored he became, and I think depressed. I often think the money is what killed him. I wish... I should have done more.
So you and my dad were besties?
Yeah, Steve and I met in the Navy. He quickly became my best friend. After our tour, I brought him into my family's real estate development firm. We developed half of Malibu, and I made your dad a multimillionaire.
Whoa. Did he, like, lose it all?
I was used to the ways money can complicate things, but Steve grew up with nothing. I should have looked out for him more, advised him better. I was too focused on my company to realize what was happening.
Well, yeah, that sucks. But listen, you really don't owe me anything. I was managing fine on my own.
Ella, I want to fulfill my promise to your father. It's the least I can do after all he did for me. I'd like you to move into my home and remain under my guardianship. And in return, I will give you this.
Oh my fucking god!
Language, please. That's $10,000 cash. Each month you stay in the house and refrain from sex work of any kind, I will give you another $10,000. If you graduate high school, you'll receive a bonus of $200,000. And of course, I'll assist you with whatever college fees you have. And you'll receive another substantial bonus if you receive your college diploma.
This is insane. I can't accept this.
Please, Ella. It's a gift. I want to give this to you.
What's the catch? There's always a catch.
There isn't a catch. I just want to take care of you. How can I help you see that?
Give me your watch. I have the same one. My mom said it was my dad's. And I bet if I look at the inside, it has the same inscription as mine. Vivimus moriendum est.
Let us live, since we must die.
You're not in the mafia, are you?
I own a real estate development firm. We build residential homes with a focus on the luxury market.
You build, like, million-dollar houses?
$10 million houses, $20 million, usually in that range.
Is that an airplane?
Oh, don't worry, I had someone collect your things.
We're flying to your house in that?
I assume you've never flown private.
Everything you've ever wanted, you can have. Just say yes.
A few hours ago, I was stressed about making rent, and now you're offering me a whole new life in Malibu? How do I know this is for real?
I'm a man of my word, Ella. I just want to honor the wishes of my best friend. What do you say?
If I come with you, I won't have to worry about money anymore. What to eat, where to live.
You won't have to worry about anything. What do you have to lose?
That's depressing, but true. Okay, Callum Royal, let's go. This morning, I was worried about a math test, and now I'm on a private jet headed to Malibu. In my wildest fantasies, I couldn't have dreamed this up.
Maria, Steve's wife. You know, at one point we asked if he ever wanted...
Callum tells me his wife, Maria, died a few years ago. 3 deaths in 3 years makes me think the royals and I are all cursed. Or maybe there's more to Steve and Maria's passing than Callum is letting on.
Of course. We never really went fishing. Oh, but one time, just for the hell of it.
Even though the situation feels like a dream, I still have to keep an eye out. Just because someone says you can trust them, doesn't mean that you should.
We should be landing in a moment. Are you ready to see your new home?
I'm a little nervous.
Fair enough. Three dudes is a lot of testosterone for one house. It's a short drive to the house from the airport. Whenever you want to travel, just let me know so I can arrange the plane for you.
I've never even left California.
Oh. We'll get you a passport. The boys love surfing in Todos Santos. This is Callum. I have to take this. Do you have a phone? We have a custom app that controls the doors, lights, security, all that. What happened to your screen?
I dropped it.
Today?
Like 8 months ago.
No problem. We'll get you a new one. And my girlfriend, Brooke, will take you shopping for some new clothes.
This all feels a little too pretty woman, but I might as well get some free stuff out of it.
If you follow that path, you can see the ocean. I'll be right behind you. Give me a moment. Yeah, go ahead.
Holy shit. Heated pool? Okay, Callum, go off. This is stupid beautiful. I can only imagine what it looks like during the day.
Oh, fuck.
Hello? Who's there? Callum! There's someone in the...
Hey! If I take my hand away, will you be quiet?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Take your hand off my mouth, you lunatic!
You promise you won't call for him again?
Yes! Callum!
Shh! Ella! I live here. I'm Callum's son.
Oh. Yeah. You do kind of look like him. Except for that nasty black eye. Why do you look like you just picked a fight with The Rock?
Don't worry about it. Is my dad out there?
Yeah, he's on the phone in his car. Are you sure you're okay? Is that blood on your arm?
Oh, shit. Here, hold this.
This is officially the weirdest day of my life.
Better.
Wow. I mean, here's your shirt back.
Thanks. Like what you see?
Oh, sorry. I mean, usually I'm the one with my clothes, huh? Never mind. So, why were you covered in blood again?
Oh, no, that wasn't blood. It was red paint.
Really? You paint?
Sure. I'm a Renaissance man. Plus, it looks good on the college apps. Well, I guess I'll see you later.
Really? You appear out of nowhere, bruised and bloody, wash the evidence off in the pool, and then leave? That is so sus!
Says the strange girl roaming around my property in the middle of the night?
Your property? Who do you think you are?
Hi, I'm Reed. Royal. But when Callum introduces us, we haven't met because I was never here.
I'm not a snitch! Okay, so I have a hot stepbrother who might also be a murderer. Cool.
All right, let's go meet everyone.
As soon as I walk in the massive, cold mansion, there's a marble staircase leading to the second floor. At the top of the stairs is the guy I met outside and Callum's other son.
Dude, why is your hair wet?
Water polo. We scrimmaged after practice.
Holy shit.
Language, Easton. Ella, meet the boys. This is my oldest, Reed. He's a senior.
Nice to meet you, Ella.
breathes even hotter in the mansion's sexy mood lighting, even if he is glaring at me like I killed one of the kids from Stranger Things.
And this is Easton. He's a junior, same as you.
Easton is a little shorter with curly, messy hair. He looks like he didn't get much sleep last night. Wait, did he just wink at me?
You'll all be attending the Cove Academy together.
Oh, I'm not going to one of those all-girls prep schools, right? I had my bad girl makeup all planned out.
Nope. We're supposed to keep an eye on you. Maybe more than an eye.
Easton, inappropriate.
Sorry. Blame it on cruel intentions.
Easton, down boy. Ella's probably tired. She doesn't need you slobbering all over her. Good night.
Nice to meet you all.
Teenage boys. They've been harder to control since Maria died, and as you can see, I'm outnumbered.
It's fine. Boys will be boys.
This isn't the largest bedroom in the house, but it has the best light. I hope you'll be comfortable.
No, this is beautiful. Thank you.
It probably doesn't feel like home yet, but give it a little time and it will. There's some pajamas for you on the bed, and we'll get you a new wardrobe soon enough. You're a royal now. Good night, Ella.
Whoa, my bad. Or maybe not. Depends how you feel about me seeing you in your underwear.
Easton, can you please knock next time?
Bet, don't worry. Nothing I haven't seen before. And I'm not here for you. I just forgot, let's see.
Easton opens my closet door, which apparently I have a walk-in closet, and wiggles one of the floorboards loose.
The cool thing about living in a giant remodeled house is that it's way easier to hide shit. Fry up old floorboards, find little hidden compartments in the walls. This house is full of secrets.
He pulls out a plastic bag filled with hundreds of tiny white pills. What are those?
Don't worry, I have a prescription. 15 of them, actually. No judgment, eh? I'm an entrepreneur.
Are all of the royal boys as deranged as you are?
No way, babe. I'm one of a kind. Thank you for your silence.
Through one of the vents, I can hear the boys talking about me.
In a dorm with 15 other porn stars. She's probably scamming Dad.
I realize that whatever information Callum's PI has on me, his sons must know too. I think about Easton's pills and the blood on Reed's knuckles. What have I gotten myself into? I've traded one insane life for another.
I give her a month.
Maybe they're right.
This season on The Royals of Malibu.
You ready to get wild tonight?
You are a total fucking psycho!
You've made the biggest mistake of your life, Ella Sinclair.
He killed her, and that's what he'll do to you.
Wanna get tough, kid? Let's go then. Let's go!
What kind of brother are you anyway, huh?
I'm not the fucking parent here.
Are you okay?
No, Easton!
I'm not gonna break your heart, Ella Sinclair.
I like your skirt.
You know, you can like something without touching it.
You don't want me to touch you?
Don't move like that.
Why?
You know why.
Am I supposed to just ignore the bruises on your knuckles, huh?
Help!
Ow, you fucking bitch! What the fuck is going on?
He was trying to...
I should have never let you out of my sight. I'm gonna take care of you. Okay?
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in association with Pod People, based on the book Paper Princess by Aaron Watt.
directed by Matt Sav, written by Kiana Catty Blue, produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein, production management by Ashton Carter, story editing by Lindsay Plussard, story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein,
editorial direction by Scott Waxman,
casting by Lindsay Plussard, Alex McManus, and Mayank Batter. Editing, sound design, and engineering by Morgan Foos and Michael Aquino. Theme music by Eric Zeiler. Featuring the voices of Alyssa McKay as Ella, Zaria as Savannah, Chris Cafaro as Reed, Nick Cafaro as Easton, Armin Taylor as Callum, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie, Anna Rubinova as Brooke, Maura Vincent as Dinah, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, and Kieran Reagan as David. Executive producers for Diversion Audio, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, and Scott Waxman. Executive producers for Pod People, Rachel King and Matt Sav. Special thanks to Kimberly Brower, Jen Frederick, and Elle Kennedy.
Diversion Audio.